making me mad. Helping me with a bad attitude. I said, that's all right. That's all right. You can be mad. I ain't going to say nothing. Just, I see you doing the work. Go ahead and do it. You mad about it? Your attitude bad? You don't want to talk to me? You want to be sharp with me and short on your answers with me? That's all right, but I'm getting the work done. God is so good. How much favor God want working in your life? Psalm 5:12 says, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. In other words, God will surround you with a shield called favor. That means it don't matter which angle that the enemy can come at you from the blind side. It don't matter because God see all sides. And there's a shield that surrounds you, and it's the shield of favor. You should be walking in the favor of God because Jesus walked in it. Don't you be satisfied with this little measly stuff that the world want to exchange for all this glory. Don't you let the devil shortchange you and tell you you can't make it and you can't do this here and you ain't going to never amount to nothing. I'm going to tell you, you tap into this word here. You tap into what God has provided for us and stick with it and stay with it and learn to stand on it and learn to speak it when nobody around you is speaking it. And you watch God perform his word because you can walk just like he walked. And if you walk just like he walked, you're going to get the same blessing that he had on him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. How did Jesus walk? I'll tell you how he walked in the spirit. Hallelujah. That's how he walked. Stayed full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. How did he walk? Tell me. Talk to me. How did he walk? He walked in divine wisdom. Hallelujah. He walked in divine favor. Then I gave you about seven that he walked in last week, but I'm going to go back and teach that all over again because I like this one so much because I didn't give y'all a lot of scripture. I preached last week. I'm going to give y'all the scriptures on it. We'll do that one over. Who are you? You are heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. If you're an heir, then you have a right to walk just like he walked. The Bible says to imitate him, follow his example. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus, we thank you tonight. You are so good to us. We just want to walk like you. We want to imitate you. Be just like you, Lord, in wisdom, in the favor of God. Walking in the spirit, hallelujah. Glory to God. Walking in authority, walking in love, walking in faith, walking in the light, just like you walked. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank you, Lord, that's what you require, what you expect. That's what you want out of your children. And we are your children. We're heirs. We're your heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you've already provided everything we need. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight. And we thank you for the goodness of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We say the word, and then we live the word. Hallelujah. We speak it, and then we live it. If you say, Pastor, I'm just away from God right now, and I want to get close. I'm tired of walking the wrong way. And I want to walk just like Jesus did. I backslid. I walked another path, but I want to get on the right path now. I want to start walking like he walked. Say, boy, I need this, Pastor. This word was for me. I need to get back in step with God. This is for me. This is available for me. I don't want to waste another day. Tomorrow might be too late. Don't say tomorrow. Say right now. I'm going to pray with you right where you're at. Just say this here from your heart. Heavenly Father, forgive me for how I've lived. I have not walked with you to the degree that I know I should be. So, Lord, I repent. I change my mind. Now, Lord, help me. Strengthen me now. I come get the grace and the mercy I need for this time in my life. I know that you have a plan for my life. And right now, I choose to imitate you. I choose to walk just like Jesus walked. So, Lord, from this moment forward, from right now, I rededicate my life to you, to walk in the Spirit, to walk in love, to walk in faith, to walk in wisdom, to walk in divine grace and favor, to walk with you in every area of my life. I thank you, Lord, for the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. I'm clean by the blood and by the word that I heard tonight. Now, Lord, fill me with the Spirit so I can be led by the Spirit of God. Fill me right now. Hallelujah.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
That he was, matter of fact, if you start at the 12th chapter, verse 2 and 3, lists seven promises that God will do for Abraham. And so you remember that starting from there all the way through here, he keeps reconfirming it.
That's right.
In other words, he's saying to them, I've not forgotten what I promised you. That ought to be encouraging to somebody right now who's been waiting a long time on what God promised him. That God has said to you, I've not forgotten what I promised you. Here's the second thing. Not only does this question, is anything too hard for the Lord, a probing question that changes our focus, but it challenges too our faith. This question challenges our faith. Now, what does that mean? Well, first of all, when your faith is challenged, when you get to an impasse, when you get to a place where you don't know which direction to go, when you get to a place where you don't really know what to do, when you get to the place where you're not real sure about how God's going to work this thing out, the first thing you do is remember what he's already done.
Yeah.
The old folk put it this way. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. See what the Lord has done. And that's documentation. You see, our problem is we don't document what God has done in our lives. We take for granted what he does in our lives. And because we don't document it, we don't see the big things and the medium-sized things and the little things that he does every day in our lives. If you just stop and start counting your blessings daily, you keep a journal of the blessings of the Lord every day. When you look back over the course of a day, of a week, of a month, of a year, of the blessings God has blessed you with, when you document what God has done, it builds your faith up for what is to come. How quickly we forget what God has done for us. How quickly. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits, for all he's done? What shall I render? Because most of us forget what God has done for us. So not only is there documentation, but as you count your blessings, you'll discover duplication. How many times have you gotten to the place where you didn't know where to turn and he guided you? How many times when you ran out of money and you had more month. And he still fed you. He still kept a roof over your head. He still kept wheels underneath your feet. He still blessed you and took care of you. How many times have you come to a place where you didn't know what you were going to do, and the Lord brought you out of that thing again and again and again and again? You look at the record and you'll see it ain't the first time he's done some impossible things for you. Some of you can look back and say, if it hadn't been for the Lord who was on my side, tell me, where would I be? That ain't just one time, that's many times.
Amen, amen.
God keeps on blessing us over and over and over again. And so duplication is a part of what we need to remember when God is challenging our faith. Documentation says it's already been done.
That's right.
I ain't talking about what I think. I'm talking about what I know. Duplication is where I look back and see he's done this thing over and over and over and over again. So what does that tell me? What he's done once, he can do again. How many impossible situations have I come before this impossible situation? And the impossible situations I came to before this impossible situation were made possible by the same God that's asking me right now, is anything too hard for him? See, what you need to realize is your challenge of faith always takes you to another level, which means your faith must increase to that next level, because that next level is where your challenge is. When you came through what you didn't think you would come through, that means you got promoted. And God is not going to test you down there no more. He's going to raise the test level up here to challenge you. So what else? Okay, there's documentation, there's duplication, but then there's determination. How many times have you had to encourage yourself in the Lord? You felt like giving up. You felt like throwing in the towel. You felt like turning around. You felt like saying, I quit. You felt like saying, ain't no sense in getting out of bed. You felt like saying, I don't know if I even want to go on any further. You felt like saying, I just. Sometimes you just waved your hand. Because it was more than you could bear. It was overwhelming. But then you remember the Lord was your shepherd. And you shall not want. You remember the Lord was your light and your salvation. Whom shall you fear? You remember the Lord was the strength of your life. Of whom shall you be afraid? You started remembering that God was able to do anything but fail. And your determination to believe him, to press, to push on, to come out of this thing with your hands held up high as the victor and not the victim, caused you to make it through another day. And the next day was better than that day before. And somehow you could see clearer now because the rain was gone. And somehow underneath your skin, you felt a song saying, I believe I can make it. I don't know how, but I've got a feeling everything is going to be all right. Determination. When your faith is challenged, you need to know. You've got to have determination. There are just some things God's not going to do for you. You're going to have to do for yourself. You need to get ready, listen, to turn out the light and tell the pity party it's over. People don't want to hear all that moaning and groaning about, man, you know, when I get folk coming in my face, man, I don't know how you can do it. I'm sure you don't, brother. It's by the grace of God. I don't want no pity party. Nobody feeling sorry for me. Listen, what God is trying to show you is when you go through your situation, you got to have the faith and the strength and to know this too shall pass. You got to be able to know that God got some modern day Jobs and some modern day Jonas and some modern day every other prophet and person in the Bible in this day and time. God is still using people today. And listen, I got news for you. If your God can only take care of you when things are good, you might need to look at mine. Because he promised never to leave me nor to forsake me. He promised he'd be right by my side. Everything I went through, valleys and mountains, he was right by my side. And that gave me determination to keep on. Oh, there's some mornings I just don't feel like. I don't feel like. Sometimes I'm hurting from my feet to my face. But every now and then I hear something on the inside saying, fight on a little while longer. Everything is going to be all right. And I keep on pressing and pushing because of determination. This is not how the story is going to end. And the sooner I fight, the sooner I press, the sooner I get to where God is taking me to, this part will be over. But it can't get over till I get up and get on. I wish I had a helper in the house. So what I'd like for you to do is pray with me. Stay with me. But I don't need no sympathizers. I don't need no pity party because I ain't got time for that. I'm looking at the picture that God showed me. And it looks a whole lot brighter and better than now. I'm talking about you now. I know you think I'm talking about myself, but I'm talking about you too now. So determination. So now, not only is there a change of focus and a challenge of faith, but look at what this question also probes and says to us, that God will customize your future. Somebody ought to give somebody else a high five, a hint in the side, a praise the Lord, a look at him if you can, or something. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Listen, he says, at the time appointed, I will return unto thee. God is saying, listen, I've told you I can handle everything. I can handle anything. But I'm going to leave you alone for a little while. But I'm coming back to you. And I got news for somebody. When God leaves you alone, it's just enough time for you to do what you're supposed to do. God specializes in the impossible, but he expects you to do the possible. So that means he's got to give you time to do your part. So now he tells Abraham, he says, at the time appointed, I will return. Then he says, according to what? The time of what? Of life. And Sarah shall have a son. Now let me just say, throw a few things that I know out. First of all, Genesis 12, beginning at verse 10, when there was a great famine in the land, and Abraham went on down to Egypt, and he had Sarah with him. He told Sarah, he said, baby, listen, we need to tell these Egyptians that you're my sister. Because you're one fine sister. The Bible says that she was fair, that meant beautiful and goodly to look upon. He said, tell him. Now that was a half truth, but a whole lie. Because she was his half sister, but she was now his wife. Listen, she wasn't his mother's daughter, but his father's daughter. So listen, so he tells her, tell them you're my sister so they don't kill me for you. Some of Pharaoh's seekers saw her, brought her to Pharaoh. Pharaoh was taken with her and took her from Abraham, who said, that's my sister. But listen at this. And Pharaoh started blessing Abraham with all sorts of things. It's all in the text. But here's the point I want to bring out. Sarah was 65 plus at the time she blew Pharaoh's mind. Listen now. Sarah had it together at 65 plus that the Pharaoh wanted her for himself. Now listen. At 89, Sarah put women at 39 to shame. Yeah. Listen. So Sarah hears this in her tent. She starts laughing, saying, shall I have pleasure in my Lord in this old age when I've waxed old? But she heard it for herself. And God told it to Abraham. Now listen to this. God was going to do the impossible. But what did they have to do? This ain't turning X-rated. I'm just asking you. What did they have to do? Their part, the possible. So I don't know, you know, but if this were modern times, you know, she might have, you know, slipped on something nice for him and put on some music talking about giving him something he can feel and all of that. I don't know what music, you know, let's get it on. I don't really know what she might have used as some soft music to turn off the lights. I don't know what she would have used, but all I know is something happened. And they both were blessed and surprised. And 9 months later, God's promise came to pass. So what God will do is customize your future. And I'm almost through, but let me give you these last 3 points, because this part is especially effective for you. This part is especially encouraging to you. Yes, he wants us to change our focus from looking at the problems to looking at his promise. His word is filled with promises to us. Stop looking at the problems and complaining. Start looking at God's promises and fill your heart and your spirit with his word and begin to speak those things that be not as though they were. Then secondly, know that he's challenging your faith. You've got to come up to another level. You've got to put feet to your faith. In other words, it's one thing to have faith. It's another thing to walk faith. That's right. It's only in doing that you are able to receive. Look at what the Bible says. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Listen, you've got to put feet to your faith. Do something about what you're saying, what you're hearing, what you're seeing. So the first thing I need you to know is if God's going to customize your life, and this is what I love about him. He can take you from the common crowd and put you in the faithful few crowd. He can put you, listen, where the favored few are. That's the faithful few. See, when you are faithful, you are favored. And the reality is, it ain't as many folk who weren't there talking about, I'm highly favored and I'm blessed. Well, I got news for you. If you really were all that highly favored and blessed, folk would be calling you, you blessed. They'd be saying, ooh, you blessed. Lord, have mercy. They see it all over you. Yeah, I know some of you faking it till you can make it, but I'm just telling you, when you're really blessed, folk can see it all over you. You ain't got to advertise. They want to know how you get it, how you do it. Now listen at this. First thing you need to do for him to customize your future is have faith. Have faith in God. All things are possible. All things are possible when you have faith in God and you believe. You believe. You got to have faith. That's where it all starts at. That's how Abraham got his connection with God. That's how God brought Abraham into the favor of God, through his faith. He's the father of faith. What he shows us and shares to us is, listen, if you want to get to another level in God, another level in life, another level on the job, it ain't got to do with a lot of the stuff that the world tells you. It has to do with having faith in God, trusting God, doing what God tells you to do. Not only do you have faith, but the second thing you must have for him to customize your future is fellowship. Because again, faith without feet is worthless. If there are no feet to your faith, if you don't follow God, then God is not under warrant to back up what he said. See, there are doors God's waiting to open for you, ways God's waiting to make for you, things God's waiting to give to you. Just believe him and follow him. I know it might look difficult. I know it might look different. I know it might be uncommon. I know it might be unfamiliar, but follow him. Follow him. And the last thing that you need for him to customize your future is not only faith and not only fellowship, but lastly, you must put him first. But seek ye first, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what? All these things shall be added unto you if you put him first.
Yes, sir.
Put him first in every area of your life. Look at what Abraham did. Abraham put him first. Abraham put him first. Abraham followed him. And Abraham had faith in him, and thus it released God to customize his future.
Yes, sir.
Now, can I say to you, my brothers and sisters, you're not too old for God to change things in your life. Yeah. You're not too old for God to redirect you. You're not too old for God to open up new doors and doors that's never been opened before and doors that were shut in your face. You're never too old if you trust God. Have faith in God and follow God. How God can customize your future like none other. Look at the future of Abraham. We are the children of Abraham by faith, because God customized his future. If you could count the grain of sand, if you could count the stars in the sky, then you could count what God has blessed him with. But because God is so faithful, and God took two people and gave them a promise when things looked impossible. And you know what I love about God? I love the fact that God promises you things when they seem impossible. It ain't no big thing believing him when things look possible and you can almost do them yourself. But when it's